Hi, friends. It's Dave here, and welcome to On the Edge, the audio version of our monthly newsletter. Here's an idea that I want to share with you this month. You may have heard as a kid, pay attention, stop daydreaming. Okay, well, maybe it was me that heard that while I was growing up. But now that we're full-grown adults, I highly encourage you to ignore this advice. Mind wandering is healthy for us because, quite frankly, our brains need a break. Problem is, to combat stress or mental fatigue, most of us will automatically go to social media or screen time or watching TV. And this is what some scientists call hard fascination. It's absorbing and immediate. However, it doesn't leave a lot of space for contemplation. On the other hand, time in nature is known as soft fascination. It allows our brains to focus on our surroundings while still leaving space for mental reflection. It might look like watching clouds or listening to the birds or gazing out to a beautiful body of water. This is part of attention restoration theory, or ART. And that suggests that the ability to concentrate may be restored by exposure to natural environments. And from a leadership perspective, here's what makes it important. Time in nature can lead to better problem solving and accelerated decision making. So maybe you want to explore this concept. And as you do, try playing with the types of activities in nature to discover what works for you. For example, walking along a well-marked trail may be more likely to encourage deep reflection than a goal-oriented activity such as rock climbing, and that requires more of your high-level attention. Sitting on a patch of grass and meditating, on the other hand, may leave you feeling grounded and self-assured. So, the next time you're feeling overwhelmed or unable to tackle a big challenge, perhaps a good old daydream or a walk outside may be the solution. I'd love to hear about your experiments in nature, so please let me know what works for you. And enjoy this beautiful spring weather. Get out there, enjoy yourselves, and we'll talk to you again soon.